Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. This is a do-it-yourself website builder that is so easy, it's ridiculous. Why haven't you done it already? Go to squarespace.com/cage and start a free trial with no credit card required. And when you're ready to purchase, all you got to do is use the offer code LITERALLY, because we use it a lot in our show, and you'll get a 10% discount. This is your friends at How Did This Get Made, helping you build a website. Hey everybody, this next episode of How Did This Get Made was recorded live in front of the Bumbershoot audience in Seattle. Just a little bit of a warning, some of the clips we might show in this are a little more visual, but I feel like we talk about them enough that you get them. I didn't want to edit them out. And if you're like, well, why do you pick those clips? Well, because we were doing it in front of a live audience and it's an inherently more visual medium. So no need to write in about that. So just a heads up. And if you haven't seen the movie, you should see the movie. Then you'll totally understand what we're talking about. So, without any further ado, enjoy Super Mario Brothers Live. Can you make a movie out of a video game? In this case, no. We saw Super Mario Brothers, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made. We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. You wonder how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth and people of Seattle! We are live here at Bumbershoot Super Mario Brothers. This is going to be great. Joining us, as always, my two co-hosts, Jason Manzoukas. Give him a warm welcome. June Diane Raphael. And we have a very special guest today, the enormously funny, incredibly talented Jenny Slate. Give it up for Jenny Slate.
I have a seat right there. All right, guys. Super Mario Brothers.
So good.
So good. So good.
The game.
Everything about the game that you love, but none of that. I do think that just from the beginning of this movie, it starts off like crazy bananas. Like, they don't even...
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it starts off pretty normal.
They don't even give you a chance to kind of like be like, oh, yeah, you like these characters. No, they go absolutely insane.
And there's built into this movie should be like, hey, you all play the game. This is based on that. Like, they could have done something that tied the game and brought the game into the movie.
No.
Instead, they did something very different.
Well, this movie is really about how the Mario Brothers became super.
Yes.
Right.
That literally, spoiler alert, that's kind of the last line of the movie.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It's the last line of the movie.
Well, you forget the real last line of the movie is the cliffhanger ending that sets up the sequel that thank God no one will see.
I think they should make that sequel right now.
Oh, man.
I guess that's my question, though, is what did we know about the Mario Brothers from the game? Because I know you only played the game once.
I didn't have Nintendo. So I watched this as a film.
Well, and this is, and Jenny, this is interesting because I did a little bit of research. Bob Hoskins did not know that this movie was based on a video game until he was in the middle of shooting it.
Of course not.
Are you serious?
Yes. It says that Bob Hoskins, while shooting the movie, his son asked him what he was working on. He mentioned the film's title. His son immediately recognized it and showed Hoskins the game on his Nintendo.
So he read this and was like, this is a movie I gotta make.
He was like, I want in.
His agent was like, hey, man, you know what? This is based on a pretty popular... You know what? I don't need to hear anything else. I play a plumber that goes through an interdimensional vortex. I wind up on what appears to be the set of Pluto Nash, I believe.
His name is Mario Mario.
Yes.
Mario Mario. That's probably the biggest laugh of the movie. The sets look like Judge Dredd meets Pluto Nash. But I do want to just show you the opening. This sets the bar. So from everything here forward, just watch it. Here we go. We'll pull it up. Because when you watch it, you'll be like, what? Here we go.
A long, long time ago, the Earth was ruled by dinosaurs. They were big, so not a lot of people went around hassling them. Actually, no people went around hassling them because there weren't any people yet. Just the first tiny mammals. Basically, life was good.
You know, it just don't get no better than this.
Yeah.
Brooklyn,
then something happened.
65 million.
A giant meteorite struck the Earth. Goodbye, dinosaurs. But what if the dinosaurs weren't all destroyed? What if the impact of that meteorite created a parallel dimension where the dinosaurs continue to thrive and evolve into intelligent, vicious, aggressive beings?
Okay.
Just like us.
Nope.
And hey, what if they found a way back?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
what are
shit.
You talking about?
This is happening.
If a meteor hit Earth and created an alternate dimension where dinosaurs exist, what?
What if they find their way back? Super Mario Brothers.
Just like the game.
You see what we're setting up, right? Dinosaurs with Brooklyn accents and Super Mario Brothers.
And they didn't even have Bob Hoskins do his Mario voice. That's just a random Brooklyn dinosaur.
Yeah.
Which is good that the accents did start back 65 million years ago.
Oh, my God. And I love that, like, that's the beginning of the movie. Like, that is what's supposed to get you excited.
Oh, my God, they did it! They did it! The
All of
universe.
My dreams have come true! Blah, blah.
And by the way, the choice to animate that whole section, later on you do see dinosaur reptile type creatures.
When they go into Dinosaur Hatton.
But they're like Jurassic Park.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like Yoshi actually looks a lot like the raptors from Jurassic Park. And because I didn't know who Yoshi was when he came into the room, I was like, oh my God. But then he was really nice.
Yeah, Yoshi really nice. Is a nice raptor.
He's really
a very
nice.
Except
yeah.
when he started eating that woman's leg.
He was not nice to her.
Yeah, not
she
nice to her at all.
She deserved it. I have a real problem with the... I mean, listen, I don't want to poke too many holes in this, but like...
Let's not.
I'm pretty suspect of the physics that a meteor crashing to Earth creates an alternate dimension.
Jason, yep. It's a movie.
I don't think that's
Well, Jason,
how that works.
To be fair, you're not a scientist, right?
Yeah. What is your degree in from college?
I am not a scientist.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure striking something very hard does not cause a rift in the dimension.
But you're not positive.
I don't think
yeah, but again, you don't know that.
To the multiverse.
Again, I'm going to say you
it's
are
not. A
not
fact. Yeah,
yeah you're not
okay,
a scientist.
But to be fair, I am not a scientist.
Right.
All right, fine.
The first 15 minutes of this movie is kind of like a dramedy of these plumbers. I mean, we're not seeing too much super... We're just seeing Mario Brothers doing their plumbing job.
And by the way, they're not very good. They're very unsuccessful.
They can't get work.
They can't.
No.
Were you guys confused about what was going on here? Like, they get a call. It's like, Mario Brothers, we need you guys to fix this leak. And then they have to race there to beat another competing plumber. Like, is that how plumbing works? You send out a call who gets here first gets the job.
That's how I do everything. I call four different versions of whatever I need. Whoever gets there first, they get the job.
They wanted it the most.
Also, a big weird turn. Mario Brothers, you would think they would be brothers, right? That would probably be the easiest thing. They're not. They're not brothers. It is Mario and his, like, foster kid?
That's what I...
Yeah.
I felt like he was... like left on the stoop
like
Daisy.
Samantha Mathis's character was also left on the stoop.
That's my favorite part actually. I mean maybe
yeah.
I'm skipping.
No.
When they're out to dinner like really casually and someone's like I like your necklace and it's like if I had that necklace I'd be like oh thanks for my grandmother or whatever but she's like thanks it's from when I was found. Oh, I was abandoned like really.
way they get into that conversation
yeah.
is from Mario's yeah. girlfriend Daniela, who says, out of the clear blue sky, I own a tanning booth. You should come tanning. And then
yeah.
Princess Daisy says, oh, I can't because I can never take this necklace off.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay.
And then they immediately
strangest way in.
They love each other like it's like instant horniness, and they're like, "You also were found." That's the key.
They get right off on each other being orphans.
Yeah, that they makes love them. It.
That makes them both.
If that isn't a genre of pornography, it should be.
Yeah.
Orphan porn.
Just orphans.
Where were you found? On a church stoop. Where were you found? In a supermarket aisle. Where were you found? In a dumpster. Oh, yeah. So hot.
Does your mommy know you like it like this? I don't have a mommy.
I don't know what you call it. I would say, you know, there's that term, you know, blackface. I would say that this movie is like...
What does it mean, Paul, that term blackface?
Basically, it would mean a white person putting on a blackface.
What?
I would say this movie is like pasta face because
yeah.
there is a lot of really weird Italian stereotypes going on. And sure. Bob Hoskins, not an Italian man.
Do you think they were like, okay, we have Hoskins. He's the perfect Mario. Great. Who are we going to get to play his brother? Holy shit, we've got Leguizamo. They can't be brothers. Screw it. They're not brothers. Leguizamo's an orphan too. Great. That's even better.
And Mario has huge accent. John Leguizamo, no accent.
None.
No.
I want to just read to you guys the some people who were approached to play Mario. Danny DeVito did not respond to the script.
It's an obvious choice.
Turned it down. Tom Hanks then was attached what? To play Mario. But the film executives believed that Tom Hanks was more than the studio could afford, so they dismissed him and hired Bob Hoskins, believing Hoskins would be a more profitable actor.
Was this, but just because I'm not, was this like right around Who Framed Roger Rabbit era or no?
It's
like
1993.
So, no, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I just want to know, like Tom Hanks being like, Philadelphia Super Mario Brothers. Philadelphia Super Mario Brothers.
Well, here's my question, though. What does Mario think Luigi is to him? Like, what do they think the relationship is? Do they think they're brothers?
No, he said that John Leguizamo goes, he's like a mother, a brother, a father, and an uncle to me.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. What did they land on?
You know what?
What are they?
To Plumbers. Me, those all sound like excuses covering up a gay relationship.
It is weird how John Leguizamo can't ask her on a date at all, and then Bob Hoskins just stands to the side, and he's like, come over for dinner, like whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no, that's the worst way to ask someone on a
like
date.
I feel like Bob Hoskins, his girlfriend, what's her name?
Daniela.
I feel like he's fucking her constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although
they just had like the electric chemistry of people who are just filthy.
I actually thought his chemistry with Big Bertha was a lot better than his chemistry with Daniela.
Well, I gotta say that this whole movie has odd adult themes. I mean, it feels like, I don't know, like maybe I'm giving it too much credit, but Blade Runner meets like Nintendo or something like that. Because there are some moments that you're like, oh. Like he keeps a bunch of women in like a little cave, like all those women are kidnapped and they're just hanging out in a room.
And they're not in a bad mood at all.
No, they're kind of psyched.
Like, I guess I'm not the princess.
There's the one girl. Yeah,
too bad I got kidnapped from Brooklyn.
All of these women have been kidnapped because they're looking for Samantha Mathis. The dummies who are looking for the escaped princess are looking. So they just keep kidnapping New York's women. And they're
but
all
that's
in,
my question is, what were they going
who knows?
On?
Who knows?
Just women?
No, remember? He says she's got two arms, two legs, and one head.
Okay,
right.
So that's it.
So that's the only criteria.
These guys were set up. The two henchmen were very dumb.
Yeah.
And then my favorite of the kidnapped women in the prison was the one who always had
smoking.
A cigarette. Always had a cigarette, like, for days. Just was always like, we gotta run.
But my favorite part, there was a moment when they're all in that prison, and she goes, like, I think I wrote it down. I'm just looking to see if it's here. Basically, they go, she's the princess. They find the princess. And then the other one goes, now it's getting interesting. Oh, you mean the fact that you were kidnapped, brought into an alternate dimension run by dinosaurs, and kept as slaves? That wasn't interesting.
But boring.
The development of the princess involved now. Now things are shaping up.
That's the thing that this movie, I struggle with so much about this movie, because I'm like, Again, I didn't play the game. I don't know much about it. But if you were like, oh, this movie...
And you're not a scientist.
Super Mario... I'm also not a scientist. If I was like pitching, I'm like, hey, I want to make a movie out of Super Mario Brothers. Oh, great. It's a super popular game. Jumping, turtles, turtle shells, mushrooms. Great. It takes place in a bleak dystopian multiverse where dinosaurs run the world and they're trying to combine two worlds into one and reduce everybody to their reptile past. Super Mario Brothers.
And look, I've read a lot of stuff online and people get really defensive. It's like, come on, you can't base it on the game. I'm not saying make a movie where they run across screen bumping things with their head. Just make them brothers. Just give us something. Right. Let's not throw out everything. Like, they just like, we got the title, now let's start from scratch. So basically this like Armand Asante lookalike mafia boss is, and this is in the real New York, is threatening to shut down a dinosaur dig site.
Right under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right under the Brooklyn Bridge. They get sucked into this dino land.
Well, and Princess Daisy, Samantha Mathis, who's wearing a safari outfit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. She's sure. dressed for an archaeological for dig in the desert, yes. But she is under the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's correct.
And they get sucked into this dino land where things are pretty different. Things are very, very different. Did you realize the musician they bumped into was Mojo Nixon?
Yeah,
from Jello Biafra. Again, great for a kids movie. I should play the clip of Mojo Nixon because this is actually this is kind of a moment in dino land here. Take a look.
It could only be better if they ran into Gigi Allen.
I'm gonna cut myself and then shit on you.
Here we go. Hey, guys. Cheer up. Things will get worse. Ain't got no water anywhere. Food's bad. So's the air. Got no resources. Got a great big stupor. All because of the evil king.
You know the law, Toad.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't arrest a guy for just singing a song.
For anti-Koopa songs, we can. Plumbers!
No, he is. I'm just apprenticing.
Get in the car!
But I didn't do nothing!
Are you telling us that you can arrest a guy for being a plumber? Get out of here!
Get in there, plumber! No!
Hey, what is
all
this?
All right, what do we do?
I'm getting arrested for being a plumber.
Put his number down.
That is a great scene where they...
That is a real scene from this movie. You might think that that's just some random assemblage of insanity, but it's a real scene from this movie.
This movie does a great thing, which not many movies do, which is they do exposition in every scene. Where are we? What's happening? Why is it happening? Why, if you're confused,
later
here's
on,
an ADR line
scenes,
that we've given.
A few scenes later, they're running out of the police station. We see them run out of the police station. Then the next shot, it's in this sort of Pluto Nash type, like, just
I
generic.
I love that Pluto Nash has become just a reference point for us.
Because the color scheme is exactly the same.
Guys, if you haven't seen Pluto Nash, go right now. We'll wait.
Yeah. Come back in an hour and 40
all
minutes.
It'll make sense.
As they're running into frame, they just scream out, oh, we're still in the police station. Okay.
Clearly there were problems
when they
were editing this movie. They're like, we need to, like, because a lot of the movie, they recorded the dialogue later and they just threw it in because they're never on camera when they're saying this stuff.
You can hear it. They're like in the cab once, or like the bad guys are in a car and you just see the car and someone just goes, out of my way. But it's like nowhere.
No, yeah. By the way, I do love the way the police are dressed in studs.
Yeah.
They're studs on the back of a leather jacket that say police. It looks like something out of like The Village People. I was concerned, though, about this. So this is an alternate reality where dinosaurs have evolved into humans, or are they all... humans wearing, or are they all dinosaurs wearing human costumes? Because Dennis Hopper, what is he putting his hands in that?
What is that?
Yeah,
I couldn't figure that part out either. But they are, I think what they're contending is that as we have evolved from apes, they have evolved from lizards, from dinosaurs.
But they look exactly like humans.
Yeah, and act exactly like humans.
Because I would argue that humans look, I mean, if without the hair, similar to apes. But humans do not look similar to dinosaurs. I would say that evolutionary chain, they might be way far advanced.
But you're not accounting for the meteor creating an environment.
Got it.
Right.
In which dinosaurs still exist. They have evolved into their human counterparts that also sing the same songs we sing.
Have the same police uniform.
They have the same.
Similar.
They have all the same technology that we have.
Yes. And pizza.
But when they order pizza, though, they order it with dino toppings.
But no mammal.
No mammal.
But are they stealing the humans from Brooklyn to put on their pizza?
I don't know.
I wanted to know about that.
Because didn't he say, I want like a Triceratops pizza?
Yeah.
That would lead me to believe that a piece of a dinosaur is being put on his pizza.
Yeah, and she, the lady who always has her like titties up.
Yeah.
She
Dennis
Hopper's girlfriend.
Girlfriend. She drank a drink with snakes in it.
Yes. And the snakes go, oh God.
Yeah.
Like they made a little noise.
No, my
question. We should just mention, by the way, Dennis Hopper is the ruler of the Dino Land. Go ahead.
As he is basically playing Frank from Blue Velvet as the bad guy in this movie. He might as well have the little thing and be like, It's that intense.
Now, I know in this scene, they're specifically looking for these plumbers because Koopa has asked for them and put the word out that these plumbers are here. But there are so many other points in the movie where people make comments like, plumbers.
Yeah, they don't like
the plumbers. Plumbers are hated in this universe. Is that because...
There's no water.
Really?
That's what Jello Biafra said. He goes... We ain't got no water.
And you think they blame plumbers for that?
I think they go, it reminds them of what they don't have. I wish we had a rich history of plumbers, but we don't have water.
Okay, see,
these plumbers.
This is a classic how did this get made moment because I don't think that's it at all.
I don't think it's at all either. I think what has happened in the past within these 65 million years is that plumbers, or the last 20 years, I guess, plumbers have been the closest to getting into this other dimension, so have caused trouble to them.
How?
What?
Just by, you
they
know,
ran
turning
through
the
a
wrong
wall, though.
Valve.
They get to the alternate
valve.
Dimension.
Turning the wrong valve.
I think that because the Mario brothers come in.
Who are not technically brothers.
Huh? They're who are not the Mario, not brothers.
The Mario acquaintances.
The Mario pals. Their relationship is very Batman and Robin in a world in which Bob Hoskins is Batman.
I gotta give it up for Bob Hoskins because he really does sell the shit out of Mario.
I think he's a great actor in this movie.
Yeah. He's great in this.
I thought
John Leguizamo was great too.
Has just retired from acting.
Yes.
Bob Hoskins just retired.
Don't bring us down.
Acting.
Don't tell us why though.
He has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Man.
Bob Hoskins has already forgotten he made this movie.
That's a plus.
I will say this.
In
an interview with the Guardian magazine. Hoskins answered Super Mario Brothers to these three questions. What is the worst job you've ever done? What's your biggest disappointment? And if you could edit your past, what would you change?
By the way, all three basically the same question.
His whole past.
Just this movie. He broke his finger on this movie. So if you watch the movie, he's wearing a pink hand cast over his hand. So for a majority of the movie, he is wearing a cast.
I think that because they're plumbers and they are the enemy of Dennis Hopper, I think that's why people hate plumbers. I don't think the culture as a whole hates plumbers.
They don't even know. They've only been in this other universe for hours. How does everybody know?
They put the plumber alert out.
That say wanted plumbers.
But that's not how they're delivering those lines.
But what about...
It's not.
Are we analyzing actor choices?
Yes. Those lines are being delivered like plumbers again, not like these guys.
My biggest question is, did this take place after Mario saved that girl from the Donkey Kong?
I want to know that, too.
Yeah.
Is this a Lord of the Rings scenario?
Yes.
Where Bilbo has already had his adventure,
and now
he's just living life in the Shire?
Because he did not... Yes. Because I felt like Mario had been through some stuff and he wasn't letting on 100%.
Yeah, at some point he should have been like, you know what? I've actually seen some pretty crazy stuff already. I battled an enormous ape for a woman's virtue.
I had to run up ladders, jump over barrels. Things were tough.
Yeah.
Now, in the game, because I've never really played it, did they have any superpowers or anything like that? No.
They would grow big.
Yep. Yeah.
Because and one of the big themes of the movie is using your tools.
Oh, no, no. They do more plumbing. They don't do any plumbing in the games. There's no, right? Would you guys, there's no plumbing in Mario. They go in pipes, but they never like are knocking
things
with wrenches.
But there's never like wrench. You don't have to be like A-A-B-B, wrench, right?
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
No, they don't. But they just jump over stuff. You know what? I was really disappointed. There is not a goddamn gold coin in this movie
at all. Yeah.
There is I played that game and I was like, all I wanted was those fucking coins. Not a fucking coin in this movie.
Although there is talk about getting their coins. There is talk about getting their coins.
Really?
Well, I'll play the clip. I'll play this clip of the coin getting
scene. I'm about to be shamed right here.
All right, here we go. Coin getting scene.
Are you boys new here in town?
Lady, we're looking for somebody, and we're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, boys, it's very dangerous here in this neighborhood. You shouldn't wander around without a weapon.
Yeah.
You got one?
No.
All right.
Get him up, suckers! Koopa coins! I need Koopa coins, you lame out!
Don't touch that! Hey!
Yes. Fine!
That's not even ours! Hey!
Uh-oh. Amigo! What are you doing?
She wanted those Koopa coins.
And now a woman throws her off her.
Okay.
Everyone remembers the crazy old lady who wants Koopa coins from the Super Mario game.
Right? Who's an old lady who can be thrown off of a bridge, land in a car, get up, and start shooting the driver?
That woman wants her coins.
Three quarters of that scene, it is a stocky man playing that character. Like, visibly a man.
Also, in that scene, why does every car have sparklers on it? Every car that's driven, it looks like a bumper.
This.
Oh, yeah, why?
Okay, because it is, they're running an electricity grid, because this is how the buses in Boston used to run, where they have these big things that go up to electricity wires that run through the city, so they have to, and they create sparks that's how they get driven.
Okay. So it works
that,
on the
that
same
did make sense.
It works on the same thing as a bumper car at a state fair.
Yes.
And that's why they all have the all right, well, there we go. All right. You've proven you've answered my question.
That's
with
the part that I was like, oh, I get it. That makes sense.
I can lock into this.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm in. Yeah, now you got me. I'm just looking for something that takes something universal and applies it to my individual experience. That was it.
There are so... I mean, man alive.
God. There's so many things I want to talk about.
Please.
When Mojo Nixon gets turned into a toad-headed man...
Yes.
And they give him his harmonica back...
Yes.
Yeah.
So Mojo Nixon, so Dennis Hopper has a machine that can either...
Yeah.
Go ahead now.
Guys, this movie is fucking garbage.
I would argue it's not even garbage, it's art. It is the closest thing to art that I've seen.
It's experimental
abstract.
Art.
It is.
Yeah, this is like a student film with $100 million.
So Dennis Hopper has a machine that can either... evolve you further or devolve you, right?
Right.
So it can bring you, it can make, he makes dumb people very smart, and he makes regular people so dumb that they have tiny toad and or lizard heads.
But big bodies.
Not only does it shrink their brain, but it shrinks the skull and everything. So their heads are, yeah, their heads. Yeah.
So he's in the process of doing this. He shrinks Mojo Nixon's head to so he's one of the Goombas.
Yes.
Right? Is what they're called. Are Goombas part of the game?
Yes, Goombas are part of the game.
What part of the game are they?
The mushrooms.
Oh.
I do like, though, that they go like, oh, we got to tell everybody these Goombas are coming to Brooklyn. Which, you know, hey, look, there's already Goombas in Brooklyn, man. We already know that. We saw Sopranos.
But the Mojo Nixon Goomba is a good guy, right? He's like, he still has a conscience, so he kind of helps them. And they must have been like, how are we going to know the good Goomba from the rest of them? What about that harmonica? Put the harmonica back on him. And then he plays the harmonica, and it tricks all the Goombas into dancing.
Which is their weakness.
They love it. They love it so much when they're in the elevator. It's so sweet, their big bodies and their little heads.
And when questioned, don't they just simply say, everyone loves to dance? Like, as if you were to play music for anyone, that would be the end-all be-all.
Right. I'm not a scientist, but I would say that everybody does love to dance.
Well, yeah, you don't have to be a scientist for that. You just have to know human nature.
That's right.
But why does everyone love to dance in the same beat to the same...
Like this. It's kind of like a slow rock, which allows the Mario Brothers to walk behind them as they make a turn. But the Mario Brothers are here the entire time. They just walk right behind them. There's a lot of dancing in this movie. Do you remember Mario's sexy dance with the busty woman?
He loves her, too.
Oh, he loves
her,
too.
There was a lot of chemistry, and I think Bob Hoskins was, like, on fire.
He's a sexy dude.
Yeah.
He was, like...
Wait, with Big Bertha, that character?
Yeah.
Oh, remember that? He was dancing with her super sexy. So much so that she's like, you know what? You keep that artifact meteorite.
But did you think that he...
I want your artifact meteorite in between your plumber pants. Okay.
You can take the rock and give me the rock.
Okay. I thought that he... Well, first of all, I was confused because it didn't seem like he was putting this on to get away from her as a part of a bigger plan. It seemed like he genuinely liked her.
Yeah, well,
had he forgotten about Daniela?
He forgot. Well, first he was just trying to get it done. And he was like, nobody can resist the charm of Mario. And then he goes up to her, and I thought it was going to be really smooth. And he goes, hey, I'm your main man.
He rhymes,
like,
right?
Like, she just punched him right in the face.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, and he goes, I like a girl who can punch her. Whatever he did, he came back, and she's like, oh, I like a guy I can punch. So they get off.
She goes, dance with me.
Yeah. So basically, John Leguizamo has a thing for people who are orphans, and Bob Hoskins has things for being beaten up.
Gal.
Submissive and dominant relationships.
This is like the very large African-American woman who you saw in that scene who throws the woman overboard is the woman we're talking about. So this kind of makes it a sequel to Mona Lisa.
Reference for four
people. It's a Bob Hoskins movie, guys.
Classic.
Falls in love with a black prostitute.
Oh, man.
Classic Dennis Hopper line. Do you know what I love about mud?
Yeah.
It's clean and dirty at the same time. Tell me that's not a Frank line from Blue Velvet. I mean, come on.
Oh, man. We do have, Dennis Hopper does some also solid acting in this movie, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't cheat it. Brings it 100%, even when he is doing a scene with a pile of goo.
Like boogers.
Like boogers.
Yeah.
I will play you the scene of him doing a scene.
If you're wondering whether there is sentient goo in this movie, there is.
And the sentient goo will give the Mario Brothers gifts.
If you just trust
them out.
If you got
to
trust it.
You have to.
The goo looks a little bit like pasta. All right, so here's the goo.
My, you have let yourself go. You see? I'm not such a bad guy. You always wanted to be everywhere? Well, now you are. And I want to tell you something. You can go ahead and choke this little mushroom kingdom all you want. Because I'm out of here. I'm out into the bigger world. I got a couple of plumbers bringing me the rest of the meteorite. Soon to be dead plumbers. And by the way, you really ought to try to pull yourself back together again. Slime bucket.
All right, so if you can't see this, it is a tight close-up on Dennis Hopper as just a literally, like, just an oozing fountain of goo is just shooting out. He's doing a scene with goo.
I love that he left the chair there for the goo, though.
Yeah.
Because the goo, just for those of you who can't put it together, because it's pretty obvious, the goo is the former king of this universe, or this dimension, rather, who Dennis Hopper put through the de-evolution machine and reduced him to a fungus. He is a fungus. And everybody is like, the fungus. You have to be cleaned of the fungus. And then meanwhile, the fungus is... Right? Mushrooms are a thing in the game, right? And
yes.
He keeps giving... The goo keeps trying to give them mushrooms, and they don't really do dick with them.
Well, only at the end when Bob Hoskins is able to shoot the devolver gun back at Dennis Hopper.
Oh, the mushroom grows.
Yeah, the mushroom grows. Because he trusts the mushroom.
Finally.
I mean, that's the whole lesson. Luigi's telling him from the very beginning, trust my skills, trust my this, trust my that. Luigi gives him no reason to trust him because every time Luigi does something, it's dumb. But at the end of the movie, he goes, well, let me just try trusting him one
time. I'm starting to understand what was happening with the character arcs. So Luigi's arc... Well, no, Luigi's teaching Mario to really just trust in the universe, trust that things are going to happen for a reason, just trust and believe. And Mario is trying to teach Luigi over and over to use the tools that he has with him.
So yeah. So you're saying yeah. Luigi...
June just broke it down, broke it open. Take a bow. Take a bow.
That is...
Wow,
that
wow,
is June's final episode of How Did This Get Made?
She figured it out. She figured it out better than the 9 scriptwriters.
That is a pretty heavy, like one is to put your faith in a higher power and one is to believe in yourself.
Yeah,
there's some pretty real religious messages
Absolutely.
Going on in this movie.
And then I guess the answer is do a little bit of both.
I will say, watch this movie, because that scene with Dennis Hopper in the pile of goo is awesome. What's more awesome is the pile of goo is Samantha Mathis's father. And when she is reunited with the goo, it's amazing.
I wish
it is. It's wonderful.
It is bonkers. She has she's like, oh my God, like, you're my father. Like, as if to say she was reunited with a real man for the first time, an orphan finding her father, except that it is
a
dripping
goo.
Jizz bucket.
Well, not only that.
Which, and the jizz. Like, and the jizz bucket does get turned into Lance Hendrickson at the end of the movie.
Yes.
But also, before that, when he's still goo, right after Daisy meets him, John Leguizamo, Luigi also meets him and is introduced to him. It's as though he's meeting her dad for the first time. It's a pile of goo.
She's like, hold on. She goes, hang on. There's somebody I want you to meet. This is my father. Literally, as like a stalactite of jizz erupts from the ceiling. Stalagmite, which is the one that hangs down.
Either way, in this movie, it doesn't make a difference because in the dinosaur world, it's the opposite.
That's nice.
I wanted to try something different because we're doing a live show and we never have done this before. But if you've seen the movie and you have a question about something that stuck out to you, I will take a question from you guys. Do anyone have a question? Or do we nail it? Do we nail it all?
I'm pretty sure we're fucking killing it tonight.
Yeah. Well, think about it. If you have a question, you raise your hand.
Oh, yeah, we got one right here.
Okay, great. Okay, let me go get the mic over to you. All right, here it is. All right, what's your question?
So, we just watched this last night.
Okay.
And,
you're welcome.
Yes, yeah. That was a great hour and 45 minutes. But we were wondering, why is there election posters?
Yeah, why is there election posters in a dictatorship? That
again?
is a very good question.
It is. It is a monarchy.
It's
a
monarchy
because he is King Koopa.
Okay.
And it was a monarchy before that, by the way. It wasn't a democracy.
Samantha Mathis's father is the
old
king.
The goo is also a king.
Maybe it's to keep morale up, as if they do have a choice. Like, just a chance to be like, hey, you're not really stuck.
Nobody else is running, but...
But like the first thing that they do when the Mario Brothers win is to paint over those propaganda signs.
Immediately.
Yeah. They're
That's the first order of business.
Like, all right, it happened. And they do it like... But also, he's like really on them. Like, Koopa is like on everyone. But then when he calls the pizza place, they're like, oh, hey, Koopa.
Yeah.
You know, like...
He's like, it's Koopa. Like, he makes a lot of pizza phone calls.
His pizza is a runner through the whole movie. There's, like, big battle scenes where he's on his walkie-talkie, and he's like, I want all the Goombas to invade, ready to invade. And where's my pizza? And then, like, two scenes later, he's talking on the thing again. The guy's like, oh, your pizza's here.
Well, you know what? I just had a question about this. is the land that he inhabits, is it as big as Earth, or is it only as big as Brooklyn?
Well, remember, he has that globe. So what it's desert. Just a few streets with the skyscrapers. It's a tiny little city.
Okay.
And then the rest of their planet is the desert.
The desert.
Oh, right.
And you can't drive your car there.
Forgot about the whole desert sequence. Any other questions from the crowd? If you have a question, you raise your hand, I'll come out to you. All right, that was a good question. That was a great...
You can ask us about anything, guys. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be about this movie if you haven't seen it. We'll fucking crack this wide open.
Wow.
I will say this. I do want to say this. This movie, in its entirety, is on YouTube.
No one's taking it down either.
Do...
Copyright infringement,
and it's not
we
even
don't
in,
care.
It's not even in chunks. It is fully on there. Do yourself a favor. Jerk off to this movie.
Well, Jason, should we play the... Jason and I talk about this one image in the movie, which
oh my
is
God.
Super this is, dark.
This shit is mental.
Maybe we'll play it and then just stop it. We can talk about it, but I don't want to reveal
you
what it
tell
is.
Tell us what part of this scene you think is really pretty fucking crazy.
All right, here we go. Can we get... We're going to put on the screen to dim the house lights for a second. Here we go.
Anything for publicity.
All right, so what everyone is reacting to, what everyone is reacting to is Super Mario Brothers kind of called 9/11, basically. It showed the destruction of the Twin Towers. There
Too
it
soon?
Is.
Too soon, you guys?
It was one of the most disturbing images. Like, oh, God. Oh.
I was watching this and I was like, whoa!
And especially because they do fall down like that, it's very upsetting.
And that led us to have a conversation, which was, do you think Osama bin Laden saw this movie? Saw this movie in like a cave in Pakistan and was like, you know what we have to do? This exact thing.
We have to.
But
we have
we
to King Koopa
this,
it. We
have
to King Koopa.
We don't have this gun that will devolve things, so we're going to have to fly planes into it. That's the only thing we can do.
Osama bin Koopa.
Too much
Osama
bumper shoot.
Okay, another question right here. Another question.
How financially successful was this movie? Because every time I go to Target, it's still featured on the shelves.
Oh, yeah. They're still trying to get rid of it. They're just, I will tell you, I actually have the stats on the expensiveness of the movie. I don't know how much it cost. I feel like it must have cost too much. Bob Hoskins later has admitted that he got drunk throughout the whole filming of this movie. And John Leguizamo wrote about it in his book. Let me see here. I'm just going to get
John Leguizamo has a book?
Yep. I did a lot of research for this one.
I have a question while you're figuring that out, Paul. There's a point where they're not in the costumes for most of the movie that we know them from the video game. And then all of a sudden in one scene, they're in like a bright red and green.
Yellow.
And yellow.
Yeah, ketchup and mustard, like futuristic suits.
Yeah, like costumes. Yeah. Like animated.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the suits they wear?
In the club?
First they're wearing those, when he fights Big Bertha, they first change into an all-red woman's suit on Leguizamo and an all-yellow suit.
Suits. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the plumber suits with overalls and the
buttons. The ones that make them look like they're in Boys in the Hood.
Yes. Where did those come from?
Didn't they grab them out of a locker in order to sneak into somewhere else?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. So we're
the
now
whole
to
movie
understand,
blurs.
Though, that that's sort of the origin of these suits. So when we've watched the video games, that's where the suits came from.
When we watch the video games, like we all do.
I just watched Paul play.
I only watched the cutscenes of Mario. the movie was made for $48 million.
What?
Whoa.
And it only made $21 million.
That is still way more than I would have thought it would have
been.
And a lot of people blame the failure of this film on Jurassic Park, which was released the following week.
Please.
That's like I heard Pete Berg say Battleship didn't work because Avengers came out.
Not the case.
Not true.
Obviously, we had very strong opinions, but there are some people who thought differently. So now is time for a second opinion. These are reviews culled from Amazon. These are all 5-star reviews of Super Mario Brothers. Now, I will say, this is the hardest second opinion I ever had to do because the fans of this movie are bananas. And they have no sense of humor. And they're kind of volatile. So I tried to take the ones that were a little lighter. Here's one of them from F. Smith Jr. I bought this for a friend. She really liked it. I like her. Everything's just fine.
Yeah!
That's like 5 stars. Haiku. That's an amazing haiku.
This one's a little bit longer, but I still like it. I really liked the movie and spent a lot of time yelling, oh no, then, oh, never mind. It's funny. I thought I was going to die of laughter. There's a lot of action, too. So if you're an action fan, this is for you. My friend and I laugh at this movie a lot. We normally do stuff like this. Hey, remember the part where Mario and Luigi are at the police station and the guy's like, your name? Mario. Last name? Mario. Oh, yeah. And then he asks Luigi, your name? He goes, Luigi. Luigi, Luigi? No, Luigi Mario. And then, okay, how many Marios are we talking about here? 3 Mario Mario and Luigi Mario? But our favorite is Goombas. Strong, lethal, and stupid. So he just talked to you, just took you through a kind of a conversation that he has with his friend.
Also, my friend and I are killing ourselves tonight.
Another fact that I thought was really interesting about this movie that deserves to be mentioned, again, like we said, John Leguizamo, yes, he does have a book, his autobiography. He said that the director, Rocky Morton, once poured hot coffee on an extra's head because he didn't like the extra's costume. Now, just to put this in perspective, the extra has no control over what he's wearing.
Yeah, this is a... How much money did it cost to make this movie?
$40 million.
The extras are not bringing their costumes.
No.
They are being handed to them.
The director poured hot coffee on an extra's head because he did not like his costume.
You know what? I'm cool with that. I mean, right? Fucking extras.
Wear the right thing, you dummies. Any other questions? Any other thoughts from the audience? Yes. Oh, in the back. All right. Hold on. I'm going to get there. You guys fill this time. Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh, question in the back. Here we go.
What does a good donkey say?
This is a joke. All right. What does a good donkey say? What?
Hee-haw.
All right. It was worth it.
Okay. Wait. No. Hang on. Whoa. What does the donkey say?
Jason, you're not a scientist.
You're not.
All right. Shit. Do you have any donkey jokes?
I do not.
I appreciate the way that donkey joke was delivered. What is your question?
I am not a jackass.
Okay.
This was 20 years ago. Where were you guys when this movie came out? Because when this came out, this was before Jurassic Park, and we all thought...
A week.
Jurassic Park. That's awesome. That looks great. Right. We all thought Super Mario's, that looked awesome, that looked great. Where were you guys when this came out?
Guys, locations.
What year is it? What year did this come out?
93.
Maybe
that specific location? 93.
I was in high school.
I was a sophomore in college. I was probably trying to finger someone unsuccessfully.
Oh, God.
Unsuccessfully. It did not go well for me in college. And I did not have any clue. If there had been a Legend of Zelda movie, I probably would have gone to see it. I couldn't have given a shit about Super Mario Brothers, though.
I was stalking Bob Hoskins.
Oh, shit.
Everywhere
those
he
guys
went.
Are leaving. Did we offend you guys?
The donkey
joke. Goodbye. I bet they're fucking scientists.
Yeah, I don't even remember that. I really don't remember this movie even coming out.
I feel like I do. I was 11. I was a child, but I wasn't allowed to have a Nintendo or play the games. And I remember people...
Why not?
Because my parents are weirdos, and I grew up in a haunted house in the woods in Massachusetts.
You had your own ghost to
play with.
Yeah,
we didn't have any extras besides the spirits.
You're not going to get a Nintendo. Go play with the ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. I remember being sad that I couldn't see it, but also too scared to see it. Like, it seemed
scared.
Like it was for boys. Well, yeah.
All right.
I'll stand by that.
Because it was for boys?
Also, when I was watching this, I was scared of those little head big bodies.
Yeah, they are. They are scary.
Okay, the shit
I will
out of me.
Say about that guy who turned into one of the Goombas. What's his name again?
Mojo Nixon?
Yes. Yeah. He seemed a lot happier as a Goomba.
Yeah, he smiled a lot.
He was not busking on the street anymore for money.
He definitely has the best arc in the movie. He's the most satisfying character arc in the movie.
You know what I love about him is he brings Princess Daisy some meat, and she's like, oh, no, I don't like that or whatever. Do you have any steamed vegetables? And he's like, you know, like,
he does,
and for some reason he knows where to get them.
Yeah. By the
and
way,
like, gets them.
Terrific Goomba impression.
That was a good one.
There's a remake you need to get in for one of the
final thoughts on this. Is it worth watching?
100%.
I think so.
Again, it is free on YouTube.
Take it in small doses.
Don't take it in small doses. Watch, drop acid and watch this movie.
Now, Jenny, you have shows coming up here, all right? When are your shows?
That's true. I have one at 4:30 in the theater across the way.
Okay.
I believe with Fred Armisen. And then I forget the other ones because I drank 2 cups of marijuana tea in order to watch this movie. and I just got on a plane and came here. So
where did you get marijuana tea? That sounds great.
A friend made it for me. And it's always that situation with the edibles that I'm like, oh, okay, be careful. And then I do. Then I'm like, ooh, delicious food. And then I forget. And then wake up in Seattle.
Wow, I really want to know what your experience with that movie is on marijuana. You got to watch it sober now and see if they compare.
No, I don't.
So that's it for How Does This Get Made Live in Bumbershoot Super Mario Brothers of the Movie. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Scheer. You can follow Jenny Slate on Twitter at Jenny Slate. And June is at Miss June Diane. Every Thursday night at 10:30, you can see Jason and I on The League on FX, and at 12:15 on Thursday nights as well, NTSF SDSUV, which June and I are both on. And thank you guys all for watching that. One thing I want to draw your attention to: if you did not watch the full movie, you have to stay through the credit sequence, because at the end of the credit sequence, there's a little scene where Japanese men come into Mario and Luigi's house and decide that they want to buy their story for a video game. You see, so it does tie in. You see, the Japanese video game guys didn't get their life right. It wasn't that the game was poorly translated. It was the Japanese guys didn't understand their story the right way. So it all makes sense. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for our special Halloween mini episode. So here's the thing. Our friends at Squarespace just launched a brand new product. It's called the Squarespace 6, a do-it-yourself website builder that allows you to make a website or blog in what? A few minutes. You heard me right. A few minutes. Well, Paul, it can't be that easy. You have to know HTML. You got to know a lot of different things. Listen up, person who's considering this. This website makes it easy. It gives you a free domain name, handles all the hosting, and guess what? 24-hour customer support. So if you're having any sort of problems, you can call them up. They'll fix it for you. Everything's drag and drop, so it's incredibly easy to use, right? So you can drag pictures from your desktop right there, and it's a custom layout right on there. It's multiple columns. Text wraps perfectly. Everything looks good on your iPhone, your iPad, all that sort of stuff. It doesn't look like some crappy site that your friends made. This is going to be a state-of-the-art site. The templates are beautiful and super clean. They let the content do the talking, all right? Additionally, you can switch to different templates at any time. Yeah, you can switch it up. Give your website a brand new look. You're tired of it? Switch it. And here's the best part about it. Whatever content you put on your blog, you can easily just get it out on. You can put it on your Facebook. You can put it on your new MySpace page. You can put it on your Twitter. It can all works. So you don't have your own website or blog. Go to squarespace.com/cage and start a free trial with no credit card required. And then when you're ready to purchase Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code LITERALLY to get a 10% discount.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.